When you were bringing up your children, I know that sometimes you probably had some problems with them, and they, you know, they didn't act right. So in order to get them to act right, you might have said to them that you sort of threatened them that some kind of fairy tale hobgoblin was going to get them. What name did you give to that goblin or that kind of fairy tale?
Ordinarily, I tell the mother's going to get them.
Oh. No, when you made it up.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't act right. So in order to get them to act right, you might have said to them that you sort of threatened them that some kind of fairy tale hobgoblin was going to get them. What name did you give to that goblin or that kind of fairy tale?
Ordinarily, I tell the mother's going to get them.
Oh. No, when you made it up, though, when you made it up, though, what did you say that they was going to get them? Or did you ever do anything like that?
Oh, yes, I'd...
What kind of...
I never did punish them very much, but I would send to the mother, actually.
Oh, you would?
Yes, I did.
But did you ever threaten them with some made-up creature?
Wouldn't let them do so-and-so by doing that, make them do certain things, you know.
But you never at all said, for instance, if I'd made up some... I'd say the bear's gonna get you, you know.
No.
You never said some make-believe, say monster was gonna get you, or something like that. Okay. When you greet people at Christmas time with just an ordinary greeting, and you know, you're just saying hello to them on the street, or giving them a Christmas greeting, what kind of greeting do you give them? What do you say to them?
Just Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to carry a real heavy suitcase, it's the emphasis on carrying the suitcase. Do you say what do you say? I have to carry this heavy suitcase, or do you say, do you use another kind of word to indicate?
Lug this heavy load.
All right, that's what I was looking for. The verb that you use to do it. What do you call a turtle-like animal that lives on land? Actually, it's a turtle that lives on land.
Tappins.
What do you call one that lives in water?
Turtle.
What do you call the edible, the parts of a hog, you know, the insides that they take out and they clean up and then they fry up? What do you call those?
Chitlins.
I had somebody tell us.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I know. Somebody said they didn't. Mr. said he didn't like them either.
I don't like them.
I don't think
a lot of folks do, though.
I don't think I've ever had them.
I've tried them. I can't eat them, but I really don't like them. No. where they come from is the trouble.
That's exactly right. What do you call the center of the egg?
The yolk.
Do you ever use any other term at all for it?
Yellow. Yolk of the yellow.
What do you call this part of a man's body?
Breast.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed, floating craft that has oars with it? You know,
boat.
Just a boat.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
What do you call, you know, when your wife wears some beads worn around her neck, you know, and they're all lined up together? What do you call that? Beads?
String of beans.
String of beads. All right. I'm sure you've seen some fights in your lifetime, haven't you? Some knockdown dragouts, I imagine. What do you say when somebody